Welcome to this session. So there are translations going on, but with the mic, you should be all right. And anyway, we're so happy to have our international family and be together like this. Goodness knows that's one of my favorite parts about Madhuban. This session is called Conscious Communication. And when we talk about conscious communication, we're talking about soul conscious communication. Why do we need a special session to practice soul conscious communication? Two reasons. First of all, Baba knows that we have all day long to practice soul conscious communication, but we forget. And we get trapped in the drama. And all our ordinary old programmings take over. Baba knows this, so he's created special time, time out of the regular day to practice soul consciousness while sitting. Amritvela, traffic control, 7 to 7:30 meditation, we practice. But that's when we're sitting down and we're not interacting. So where is special time where we can sit and practice soul consciousness, but while speaking, while listening, while interacting, and while just being present? That's what this session is for. So we're going to take an extract from Baba's Murli, and we're going to hear it, and you'll have a copy of it. You can think about it, and you will share your insights, your reflections. On the outside, this session looks like a churning session, on the outside. But it is not a churning session. Because the whole focus is inside. Maintaining soul consciousness while I'm present in a gathering that's talking and interacting. You understand? So we don't really care how brilliant is your reflection or your insight. In fact, you don't even need to talk in this session because the whole work is the quality of my thoughts, the quality of consciousness, the quality of the heart, the whole focus is the quality of my vibration. That's the practice. So before we start, I would just like to create a little list of the kind of perfect programmings and conditionings that we have in the Golden Age, which really is the model. How are we together in the Golden Age? What's our communication like? So those sanskaras, we're going to list those just so we're clear about what we want to give attention to. But we're also going to list those old programmings and conditionings which pull us out of soul consciousness during the day when we're with people. Okay, does this sound good? Yeah? Is this clear? Yeah, okay. So let's take a look at some of these sanskaras. And it was so interesting how Baba talked about this today, right? What we don't dare call my sanskaras anymore. And what we need to start calling my sanskaras. So, for example, if I am in soul consciousness in a gathering that's interacting and talking, most likely I will not be criticizing. So now the language coordinators, where are the language coordinators? Give that paper and pen to one in your group and they immediately write as you translate. So you have the translation to take into your group later on, okay? Somebody has a paper and a clipboard, so it's a big one. Give her the dark pen. Spanish sister, give her the pen so it's dark because, yeah, that's good. Sister, you will need the full page. Sister? Yeah, you will need the full page because it's a long list. Because when you break into the groups, you are going to want to see this list. Yeah? So, you know, criticizing, correcting, now, maybe I'm not doing this outside, but inside. So that's what the session is for. If I find inside, once again, this criticizing intellect, this correcting intellect starts, then I have work to do. What else? Criticizing, correcting, what else? Judging, big time. And there could be any kind of negativity. Any kind of negativity. Irritation. For example, being irritated or even impatient. And interrupting. You know? What else? These internal old things from the copper and iron age. What? Limited desires. Yeah, limited desires. And I would like to define them, like, you know, maybe you have some kind of neediness. Could we say that? You know, like, that people approve of me, or they like me, or they agree with me. One brother was... Yeah, so expectations, they're not behaving like I want them to. So that's the criticizing and the correcting and the judging. My way. Do you know this expression? My way or the highway? Yeah? Either you do it my way or you can go. One brother brought a very good point. He called it selfish motives, which is very interesting. In a gathering, I'm speaking, and there's a, you know, selfish motive. I want to be seen, and I want to be acknowledged, recognized. It's the stuff of ego, isn't it? Yeah, that's right, performing instead of authentic. Any other old ones? The brother, yes?
Preparing a reply,
because that would not really be listening. Yeah, preparing a reply. That's right. Preparing a reply versus listening, true listening. Anyone else? Manipulating others, yes. How do we manipulate others? So we do what we want, they do what we want them to do. Yeah, comparing. And this comparing is interesting because I would put it in general under the insecurities of body consciousness. And there are so many, you know. This neediness is already, you know, in an insecurity, but specifically insecurities like comparing and competing, you know. So again, 90% of this is inside. It's not outside. It's inside. So I'm checking. And that's why soul consciousness, if we really want to practice soul consciousness, what's really needed? Silence. Because I'm going to be checking and I'm going to be changing. That's the real work of this session. Right. Sometimes, Sister was saying, comparing and competing can be so subtle, you're not even aware of it. But this session is for that. A lot of these are so subtle. Any kind of this neediness and insecurity, because for 2,500 years, that's where we've been coming from. Another thing I always like to put up is this, like, teachy. You know this word, teachy? Preachy. Preaching. Teaching. You know, Brahmins do this a lot. So there's going to be two things that we can really finish when we practice this enough. Two things. Number one is performance. Performance. By performance, I mean one thing on the outside and something else on the inside. Because, as I was saying before, if some kind of negativity comes up, I get irritated. What to do? Get up and leave? If I'm irritated, what should I do? Get up? Leave? Right, no. This session is to recognize that, and then what? What do you do? You've recognized it, And the next thing is to go in, soul consciousness, remember Baba above, and then see what comes in your mind. Any one of these could come in your mind. But what we're not doing is recognizing that I'm irritated. Oh, let me be respectful. I have to be respectful. Let me be allowing. I have to allow. No. That's faking it. That's faking it. I'm irritated. Let me be respectful. No. I'm irritated. Let me go in, connect with my perfect self, remember Baba, and just see the energy for any of these really comes. So we finish faking it with sessions like this. We finish. Do you follow me? Follow me on this? Yeah? The other thing that we finish is poor communication. Or I should say, what we really can start with sessions like this is communication. Because when we're teachy, preachy, is that communication? No, it isn't. It's not the stuff of relationships. And again, our model is the Golden Age. In the Golden Age, we're not going to be teaching and preaching. We're going to be enjoying each other. We're going to be enjoying each other. Yes, brother. Ah, no eye contact. Possibly. So, connected to this teachy-preachy, you know, it is zero communication when we're throwing points at each other. You know? We all know the points. We all have knowledge. Is there anyone under 5 years of Gyan here? Under 5 years of Gyan? One. Well, congratulations. Okay. Quite a few. Under 5 years. Yeah. Okay. A few. Under 3 years? Anyone under 3 years? Wow, congratulations. But even so, we all know the points. So we're not going to be throwing points at each other because we know them, and that's not communication. We're going to be practicing just enjoying and allowing and respectful of what everyone has to say. We are all spiritual scientists who have been researching. What? We are all spiritual scientists. Each one of us has been researching what? Huh? Points? Knowledge? How to be myself. Each Brahmin, Baba was saying that this morning, you know, each Brahmin is a direct creation of God. Such a beautiful, special soul who's recognized God. So we have been researching. Each Brahmin has been researching, like a scientist, to be who I really am. What else? Each Brahmin has been researching. How to connect with God truly. So I would like to say, each one in this group and each one in your small groups is such a spiritual scientist who has been researching truth. Truth. And my research might be different from yours, but you're a scientist. You've been researching for years. So that's why it's so easy in soul consciousness to enjoy each other. But again, it's all going on inside. Is this happening or is this still happening? So one way we can check for teachy preachy is expanding. Expansion. Is it really communication when somebody goes on and on and on and on, and they just don't stop, and they give another point and another point and another point? In other words, basically, they're giving a lecture. They are not communicating. They're not communicating. I don't think in our meetings and our relationships in the golden age anybody is going to be lecturing. Again, we're going to be enjoying and accumulating that enjoyment. So there's this lecturing going on. And watch out. Sister was saying, expansion takes place and experience finishes. It's one of the reasons we lose soul consciousness during the day, because we talk too much. And we talk too much because we think too much. Whereas I think our golden age sanskaras have us very focused. Very simple. And I would say, to really practice this, a good thing to do is limit yourself to one point at a time. And no one should ever need to speak more than 45 seconds. That's for this practice, because that'll really cut this non-conscious habit we have. Watch out for how many times you use the word and. And, da-da-da-da, da-da-da, and, da-da-da-da-da, and, da-da-da-da-da-da, and, da-da-da, because, watch out for that. One point at a time, maximum 45 seconds is good check. Good check. So something else that goes with this is repeating. Check this. Sometimes we're repeating because we're not clear in our own mind. Don't do this to us. Don't clarify your point out loud. Go into soul consciousness. In soul consciousness, you'll be focused. You'll know your point. And that's what you share. This repeating could also mean you're trying to convince or prove. Justify or defend. There's no need for that. Think golden age, you know? So simple, so sweet. Now, there would be many, many more on this side and on this side. You can think about them yourself. But for the moment, define for yourself two or three places where you can fall, and maybe two or three places you want to bring yourself to through soul consciousness. Because in this session, that's what you'll be practicing. So everyone can choose two or three. And that's private. You don't have to share that with anyone. That's just for you. Okay. Did everybody choose? Okay. Okay, so we're going to start the conversation soon, but before we do that, maybe we just take a few minutes to connect with that soul self. And actually, a little bit of logistics before we do this meditation. How many are English speakers? Kamal, where are you? Kamal is here? Okay, can you count? English speakers, how many? About 12. Okay. And how many for Russia? Who need translation? How many need translation? Russian? 3. Okay. So, English. And Spanish, you are 4. Mm-hmm. 3. Mm-hmm. 4. Spanish. And then we have Vietnamese, which is the biggest group, right? Okay. And that's it. Everybody else is English. Vietnamese, Spanish, and English, right? Good. Okay. So I know how we'll do this. Okay. So before we start our conversation, meaning before we break out into our groups, let's take a few minutes just to connect with that perfect self. So I'm connecting with that innermost, purest self. No music. Because I want to hand over the microphone to that part of myself. That part of me. If you want, you can close your eyes for this little meditation. And just make that connection with that original, true self. At this moment, I allow myself to simply be. I allow myself to be simply open. As if I step outside of my own box. And I step into the open. And I bring my heart with me. It's as if I start thinking with my heart. The pure heart. And I consciously let go of all those other thoughts. Opinions of others about what I say or about me, I just drop all of that. Because all of it is completely irrelevant. And from this space, I listen to the following extract. Now, Vietnamese, you can hand out the paper, so you don't need to translate. And also Russian, you can hand out the paper. Spanish will need translation. Can you give it to the sister who's translating Spanish right there? Do you constantly have happiness, peace, love, and supersensuous joy? Already now, are you complete with self-sovereignty? Or is there something lacking? If there's anything lacking at the present time, you cannot become one who has a right to the perfect kingdom of the future. Everything depends on the efforts of the present time. Bap Dada has given you all the treasures. The specialty of a master is that whatever treasure is required at a particular time, that treasure is used at that time. So now, all of you have to pay so much attention to yourself. And so now I ask myself, was there any word or point in this extract that really touched me? Any word or point that I find very relevant to my journey? And why did it touch you? And how is it relevant? And as we go into our conversations, I remind myself to stay open to whatever comes up from my perfect sanskars. Whatever wants to emerge from that part of me, I allow to emerge. So I stay open to a flow. I allow things to evolve inside me and also with the others. Any attitude of controlling, either internally or externally, I completely renounce that. while listening. I don't think about what I want to say. The need or even the desire to speak, I completely let go of that too. Because I am content to simply continue to listen to the soul self, my own and the soul self of others. I allow whatever wants to emerge from that space, the space of my perfect sanskaras, to emerge. I slow down. I allow moments of silence in between so that the underlying depth and the richness of what's shared when future deities get together can fully emerge and make our time together sacred and unique. Om Shanti. So now I would request that the Vietnamese group goes to room 7, and I think the largest circle is towards the front, and you just add chairs to make it either one circle or a circle and a second circle around so that it's intimate and everyone can hear everyone very easily. And you'll just be sharing your insight. What touched you? What was relevant? So Vietnamese group in room 7. And I would like to suggest that the Spanish group and the Russian group join the English group. So we'll need to make this circle a bit bigger, but it'll work to do it that way. Yeah. Then you can go in your own group. If you're 5 in the corridor, just pull 5 chairs and you're together. Yeah, you need a flower. You didn't put a flower on the table? It's there. It's there. Yeah. Okay. Good. Sisters, I will ask you to come back probably in about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. The sister Kamal will come to your group and tell you you have 2 or 3 more minutes. Okay? Good. Thank you. And so our English-speaking brothers and sisters, we're going to create a bigger circle. I'm just appreciating that my aim is really to be completely uninfluenced by anything, so that what's original and true vibrates, nothing else.
And just with a lot of appreciation for the feelings of the soul consciousness and realizing with which kind of feelings I'm doing my efforts at the present time.
Yes, the word that keeps coming up for me is constantly. When I look at all these beautiful treasures, happiness, peace, love, supersensuous joy, and self-sovereignty. The whole point here is they are present at times, and at times one or two may be lacking. Generally, I am in a peaceful space. I find it easy to love everyone. The one area that is fluctuating is supersensuous joy and happiness. And I find that by constantly listening to the Murli and having a sweet conversation with Baba at Amrit Vela has helped me to have happiness and supersensuous joy more regularly. Om Shanti.
I really like the definition of a master. Whatever treasure is required at a particular time, that treasure is used at that time.
First of all, I'm very grateful for the knowledge that I have received from Baba and the transformation that has taken place through this knowledge has been incredible. But I have a long way to go and I am a work in progress. And what touched me the most was the last two lines about paying extra attention. Because the awareness is there now. I'm totally aware of what I'm thinking and how I'm being and who I want to be. But at times, I'm totally aware of the treasures, everything that Baba has given us. But that line that the treasure doesn't, I don't use it at the time. I'm now totally aware of it. And while it's happening to me, I know that this is not the way to be, but it happens, and later on I realize. And I do repent, and during Amrit Vela, with my conversations with Baba, I talk about it. And for half, like almost towards the end of the day, I am able to practice that because of the power that I received during Amrit Vela. But then somehow towards the end, something or the other slips, and I feel that I have gone back many steps. So I have to pay extra and extra attention. So that was the line that touched me the most.
Om Shanti. The word make me feel very alert is constantly and completely with the self-sovereignty, because right at the beginning, I feel I have a lot of experience about supersensuous joy and other quality. But on the way, I feel I lose a lot of experience like that. So like Baba make me feel need more attention to awake my fortune, to awake my my potential in the soul. I have achieved that, so that I could have a right to the perfect kingdom. And also the word make me feel very touched is Baba has given me all the treasure. So I this time and in Madhuban, I feel it is a chance for me to more conscious about all of that. Thank you.
In Gyan for more than 15 years yet. I've been in Gyan for more than 15 years yet. I won't say I'm constantly happy, peaceful, joyous, super. I'm working towards it, because if I constantly had these treasures, I'd be in a karmatit stage, which I'm still trying to get there. So, I've been, during my working life, I used to live in one country and work in another country, and we used to connect to a bridge. And initially, when I was in Gyan, I used to go on the immigration and customs backed up traffic, and I used to come home irritable, angry, impatient, as if it's the whole world's fault and not my fault. I worked towards it. I realized that I had to work inside me to overcome these feelings of negativity. And I'm so glad that over these years, I'm getting better and better, but I'm not perfect yet. Otherwise, as I said, I'll be in the karmatit stage, which I'm not yet. Om Shanti.
Being here in Madhuban has allowed me to reflect on how much of truth there is on my effort. And I have been able to see some weaknesses that I still have. And this is why this is the moment to go much more into the silence, to transform.
Om Shanti. What touched me is something is lacking. Though my family, I have good family. I mean, I come from a very reputable family. My children are well educated. My husband is doing well. Though I felt something is lacking in me. I was like, all left me all of a sudden. Then I come to a point that I'm left alone in the house. I was thinking something wrong somewhere. I need to realize myself. What is it? When this Raja Yoga was introduced to me, I felt this is what I was looking for all the while. Something was like missing in me. I failed to realize that who am I? That the first lesson touched me when the teacher was introduced that topic to me. Then from that day onwards, I started going for my daily classes. You know, I never missed my morning Amrit Vela and all that, unless I fall sick. Once or twice I missed it, that's it. So I have really learned a lot from this Murli and Amrit Vela, and the teachers are very, they explain to me very well. Okay, I let go some of my negativity, though I'm still at the learning stage. I'm still like 4 years. I'm in knowledge for just about 4 years. I need to. I'm still letting go all my negativity, such as sometimes I interrupt. You know, sometimes I feel insecure when nobody talks to me. I do correct others, but I felt I need to be corrected as well. Om Shanti.
For me, it's a great fortune to be in this spiritual family. And also in this scientific study, spiritual one, and to be able to apply it every day in the different situations that I face daily. Because yes, my aim is to be a deity in the golden age.
Y me falta aplicar y hacer esfuerzos para no pensar tanto.
But I still lack. I need to do more efforts to not to think too much.
No juzgar la situación ni a los actores que están en cada lugar.
And also to do not judge the situation and the actors that are on the way.
Escuchar y no responder interiormente, solo escuchar.
And I need also to listen, just listen, not to respond internally, but just listen.
Y poner atención a sí misma.
And to pay attention to myself.
Y así poder reclamar ese derecho que me está dando, los escritores.
So in that way to be able to claim all the treasures that Baba has given to me because they are mine.
Y así poder disfrutar en un 100% la dicha supersensorial.
And then being able to enjoy 100% the supersensuous joy.
Om Shanti. Being a Baba's child for more than a decade and a half, it's been a wonderful journey. Of course, there are a lot of things where I think I'm lacking, and I find myself expressing myself and communicating with others in a non-conscious manner. So for me, right now it's very important to be constant and firm in the stage. Whatever efforts that I'm making, have been making for last year, so being stick to that, to be constant, and like Baba, that Murli says that everything depends on the effort of the present time. So paying attention constantly throughout the day, not just at the end of the day, and keep checking, and so that I can change immediately to express myself more in a conscious manner.
Om Shanti. So in Hindi, Dev Abhiman means Hindi, it means that I, the soul, know. Only I have the knowledge of knowing that I, the soul, am. I am a soul separate from the body. But in Hindi also, another one more term used is Atma Abhiman. It means that I, the soul, in the body, began to experience my quality. So I'm checking myself always. Am I aware that I, the soul, I'm looking through these eyes, just relax. And because the last term was telling attention on the self, so feel that I, the soul, am separate from body. And every one of y'all is very high level of thinking of energy, very high. Whether you consciously know or not, because all of y'all churning very positive thought, I just sit down quietly, enjoy y'all talking, and then I can feel the blissfulness automatically coming so easily. And I was just enjoying the Saudi. That's all.
Listening to all of you, I was also struck by what is the change. So like I'm checking all day, and it really is simple, it really is easy. I don't have to change all the old sanskars. I just have to change my consciousness. I am a soul, like you were saying, in the body, separate. And then it's so lovely. It's so lovely, and there's so much power. And all those attainments come back into my awareness.
Om Shanti. I've been great. It's great fortunate to be with the Baba's knowledge. I thought the happiness for me was my children. And I was holding on to them. And I realized at some point that it's giving them freedom, giving them is also loving them. So my detachment, yet loving, was a great thing that I found after coming to Baba. And also, other thing I learned was, even though sorrow was not given, but others experiencing sorrow was another, should not give sorrow or receive sorrow. We would try and do everything and keep ourselves, you know, even though we feel bad, but we just say, it's okay. But learned that we should not give sorrow to ourselves or others. And also to pay attention to myself and declutter a lot of things to move forward. Om Shanti.
She wants me to go and put that first. Thank you.
Being for as a child of Baba since 30 years maybe, and stay in the center, the words was for me constantly happy, peaceful, supersensual joy. Of course we know these things since our foundation course, meditation course, but for me I would say it is awareness, to create this awareness. And maybe doing meditation, Amrit Vela, afternoon meditation, and sometimes it's not consciously, but for it's just wandering here and there. And what I do sometimes, even Amrit Vela, I just imagine I am deep inside, like in the sea. I'm just feeling peaceful, calm, forget everything, forget everywhere, what I am, what I'm doing. Even the thoughts, like Daddy always says, I have only one thought, peace, tranquility. Om Shanti.
Lo que más he disfrutado de Madhuban.
The thing that I have enjoyed the most in Madhuban. And of listening Baba lastly. Is that I'm a child of the Master Almighty Authority. And now I'm realizing truly that I'm feeling very happy. And today Baba told me that when I am a child of the Almighty Authority, I use the power that I need to be able to do the to make easy the difficult and possible the impossible. And that fill up myself with a lot of happiness. So I thought, why is I didn't do that before? But today I came out the Muli with that purpose, aim. And then Baba told me that when I'm that kind of almighty child, I'm able to give blessings and give blessings. And that is the thing that makes me closer to the state of deity. And this is going to continue to be my practice.
Now, what I'd like to do is a little bit of gymnastic. Can we make this into an oval so we can all see each other? And the Vietnamese, I would say you should more or less stay like that so you can hear the translation. Or are you translating through the phone? Can you hear if you're not all sitting together? So then it's all right. Yeah. So then let's make an oval and two rows. One row and another row behind. So just keep it on this side. Keep it on this side and open it up. Okay. So you did part one. You're not translating through the phone? Okay. So, how did you do? Did you remember your selection? Do you feel that you contributed in a different way, a new way? Because that's what this session is about, right? Did you check that you were 45 seconds, not more? Did you check that you had one point at a time? You did not tell your life story. You did not give your life's journey. But you had a point to communicate. You were clear about that point. And that's what you shared. Did communication happen? Were you able to build something? Were you aware of a flow? In a bigger group, it takes more time. But eventually, that can start happening. Did you understand more about what Baba said Friday? Because this comes from Friday's Murli. If we were building, we would understand this more deeply after our communication. So I would like to start part two, which we will do together. And that is to continue with the same effort, but add one thing. Bring Baba in. Or bring Baba in more. See if there's something Baba wants you to understand about this extract. And that's what you're going to share. I feel like Baba is reminding me that the only attention I have to pay to myself is to really believe that at every moment I am the master and I am a self-sovereign because He is here with me. So just to keep you, Baba, with me.
For this extract, Baba, as a mother, that continues to nurture me, whatever the child effort is or is lacking. She still continues to love me, whatever flaws I have.
I feel Baba is reminding that presently what I do, it will affect my future. At every moment, and every step, it is closely related. So if I don't do it right now, He gives the highest standard, which is 100%, not even single trace of or any influences on my five sense organs, as well as the subtle organs, 5 plus 3, 8, in order to attain the right to the perfect kingdom of the future. So, it's a reminder to pay so much attention, even every thought, every word that I speak, every action, and all the interactions with all my brothers and sisters.
Baba, with you as my constant companion, every step I take is guaranteed with success. And there are no obstacles, only opportunities that I see. I just need to shift my perspective.
Being in this gathering today, I think I was pulled by Baba and of course the family. Because this morning I was asked many activities. So Baba make me aware to come here. And of course, what I've benefit here, so many things. Create this soul consciousness. I would say the feeling with Baba, the silence, and also the family here. Each one is vibrating powerful thoughts, feelings. It is wonderful. Baba is wonderful. And of course, the atmosphere.
And there is a saying that the task is given to the one who has enough power to complete the task. And Bab Dada has given me all the treasures. It means he has given me all the powers to complete the task. And my effort is not to ignore this and use it in a proper way.
This sudden thought, as if Baba is saying, you don't love yourself as much as I love you.
Om Shanti. Bab Dada has given me all the treasures. It's a case of me recognizing them and using them. The one thing that I found is that we are colored by the company that we keep. So my effort is to increase the time that I spend with Baba so that I can imbibe all the divine virtues. Om Shanti.
As I was reading the extract again, this line was drawing my... As I was reading the extract this time, this particular line was drawing my attention again and again. Bab Dada has given you all the treasure. So what I think is Baba wants me to remind to have constant awareness that whatever I need to become self-sovereign, I already have the treasures with me. I just need to have constant awareness.
As a long lost found child, I truly feel I'm a long lost and found child of Bab Dada, Baba. I need, though he has been giving me a lot of love and attention, I feel that I need to pay more attention to myself. The last line of this extract. Certain qualities in me, I need to fine-tune it to especially my sense organs and my my negative thoughts. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I feel very grateful to Baba. I feel very happy when receiving treasures from the Father. With love, peace, and with the love and peace that the Father gave me. I find that I have to make more effort in every moment, and I think that I can do it with the love of Baba. Om Shanti. Baba wants me to appreciate this time, the time that I receive all the treasures from the Father, and receive many blessings from him to become very happy and peaceful. He wants me to be sovereignty. He wants me to become happy. And he wants me to make more effort to transform myself. Everything belongs to him, that belongs to me too. And he reminds me that don't let anything missing.
It's just so clear to me that this is really going to happen.
how Baba is working on each one of us selected children, and me making my own efforts is going to come together with all these other beautiful souls. And the whole golden age is real.
I don't know if anybody else is feeling. I think most of us are feeling this way. I'm really feeling Baba's presence right here in the middle of all of us. I walked into this classroom thinking like I'm going into a class and just taking a class. And of course the topic was very appealing to me. But I am feeling Baba here. And the energy and the vibrations from all of you is incredible. I'm getting so emotional.
So we'll be closing this part two. But if anyone has anything burning in their heart that they still want to share, we'll take two or three more minutes regarding the extract. I feel Baba is very proud of us, especially us in this gathering.
This time I would like to speak about this. Everything depends on the effort of the present time. The thing that crossed my mind when I read this was let go of I and mine. When I say I am my soul. Mine, my Baba. So everything is a drama. This happens every kalpa, and it will happen again. Let us meet in Satyug. Om Shanti.
When we came to Madhuban, it is the time that my hometown is had to suffer a very severe storm. But I remember at that time. I remember that Baba say, "If you have courage, Baba will help." At that time, I had received many opposition from the family. But because I have the courage and Baba help, and then I came here. And I think with one faith to Baba, everything will be very easy, and I will be a carefree emperor.
Okay. Thank you. This is the end of part two. In part one, we tried to improve our communication by focusing on soul consciousness. In part two, we experimented with improving our communication, the quality of our togetherness, by bringing in Baba, or bringing him in more. So in this last part, it's just a chance to share. What was your experience of this session? Did you learn anything about soul consciousness? Did you learn anything about communication? So what was your experience? Anybody who would like to share is welcome, but you should take the microphone so that we all can hear. And where is Kamal? Yeah, if you can just move the microphone around.
Om Shanti. I thought the session for me particularly was very good. I found out something for myself. Sometimes I want to tell everyone about Baba, so I tell a lot and lot and lot, and when I should just say one point and say for 45 seconds. Only, but I want to say, not for 45 seconds, or say about for 5 minutes, but not go more than.
For me, it was a really clear experience on how important I am in the group. I, the soul, how can I contribute to the group and to the elevation and to the realization of each and every member of my divine family. So, thank you very much.
I would say that these are very good insights which help us understand something Baba tells us is very important for these times. My vibration. My vibration will do the work that words cannot do. In the world, they say an image speaks 1,000 words. But Baba's telling us a vibration speaks 1,000,000 words. And as we get practiced, because you carry this home to your country, create groups with your friends, do it once a week, 3 times a week, it carries forward. So in all your relationships, this starts working. You bring true communication. In your meetings, even if no one else is soul consciousness or remembering Baba, you do it, like Sister was saying, and just see what happens. It's like another language. And it's among Brahmins that we have to be practicing the language of vibration. Soul consciousness and remembering Baba. Anyone else?
As I said earlier, you're talking about remembering Baba and practicing the soul consciousness. It's so prevalent right now, right here. Each and every soul in this room, I don't know any of you, but I feel such a wonderful connection with all of you. And I was just thinking in my mind, everyone's sharing should be jotted down in a little booklet. So can we? It was really extremely powerful what everyone shared. And it has colored me in the most beautiful and profound way. And Baba was present in everyone's communication. I'm really feeling that here. Thank you all. Thank you, Sister Sirona.
I had the experience of participating in this communication in an English-speaking group. And now I've been in my... I shared in my native language. And I have found, in fact, my English is quite a restricted one. So I have found that sharing in English helps me to stay more essenceful. Really, yeah. And I think when I'm lacking something external, But I am full inside. I can use those external things in a more essenceful way. So I don't feel I'm lacking something.
Thank you, the teacher. Thank you, Baba. We have a very wonderful session. It is a chance for us to communicate with each other, to come together, and from the Murli, Baba gave us his divine love and the point to practice more deeply soul consciousness. And we feel his love, we feel his energy. And I feel like that I bring this practice deep into my heart. And I think that, and I feel that I love Baba very, very much. Om Shanti.
I think we all listening to Murli every day. We listen to Murli every day. You hear the word, be soul conscious. Remember Baba. Remember the drama. But here today, we know that we just hear the word. Just know I am a soul. I know God. But there is a value to go inside also. This is awareness. And of course, when we go deep inside, there is something coming. This is why I feel. Because sometimes we become lazy. When that Brahmins, lazy, we think that we know so many things, but we don't know nothing. Like Baba said, we are nothing. So this is important. This was a very important. And 2 hours and a half, I think so. It was. I was believing this morning at 2 hours and a half, what Sister Sharuna would say. But it was very, very, very wonderful. I enjoy it. And practical, I would say. And I even think about to carry this with me in my country, to with all the students I meet. Om Shanti. Thank you very much, Baba, the family, Sister Sharuna.
I feel that the session today is very significant to me, especially for me to practice soul consciousness. I feel that Baba reminds me the importance of the practice in the gathering and the oneness of the gathering that bring the power. I think that when the soul consciousness is limited inside the body, but the vibration is like beyond the space and time. And I realized that during the communication, even the silence, do work. And even in silence, we still receive values, we still receive virtue, and we also can contribute, can give love and other virtues too. Briefly, I can say that the silence is very important because it can create the value. Yes.
You know, I would say it's actually a very, very simple tool to practice all of this. Just require of myself silence, more silence.
it does 95% of the work, basically. I mean, quality silence. Anyone else?
Om Shanti. Yes, it's been a brilliant session. And the one thing that Baba is saying to us more and more often now is serving with the mind. And I just realized today how powerful that is. I just looked at everybody. In fact, I gave and received drishti from everybody today. And it is it's amazing. It's really beautiful. And this is really what Baba is saying to us today. As things get more difficult, I'm not sure if we can come to Madhaban that often anymore, but we can communicate, and we can send love, good wishes, and drishti and sakash to the whole world. So this is wonderful. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. What I felt is towards the end of part 2, wherein all the participants were done with their sharing, there was a silence for a couple of minutes. So it was so good, like I was feeling so nice that, like the sister said, literally felt Baba's presence in terms of his love. So I had a wonderful feeling. And I find myself more calm and with more strength to accomplish what this extract talks about before I, like, we started this session. And if I compare my state, so I find myself more calm. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, sister.
I find this session is a very good start. Using the flower is to discipline all of us. One will speak at a time. When one is speaking, all of us should be respectful, listen, really sincerely, absorb the whole thing, and also focus. And the second thing is that the topic is also only on one topic. All of us focus only on one topic. And that are the pure thoughts, because these are Dada's version. So when we say the silence, we do mansa seva, it's not to have any waste thoughts. If we constantly, 100% at all times, keep Bab Dada's version in our awareness, in fact, while we are walking around, we are doing mansa seva. We are spreading these pure thoughts, vibrations to all, including the elements. So this also reminds me, recently I read just one paragraph. Baba says that if you don't become complete self-sovereign, your vibration cannot help anyone. You cannot help yourself because we still have a lot of waste thoughts. We cannot control our sense organs and all that. Baba cannot use us 100%. It is only when we attain complete self-sovereign, Baba can use us 100%. So this vibration, at the end, it will transform the souls as well as the elements and the atmosphere. So to become his great helpers, we really have to just do one thing, is to focus on the self to make sure that we achieve this perfection or this complete sovereignty in the shortest time, then the golden age will come. So this is a very beautiful session, a reminder to all of us that we listen to Muli, but do we keep the Muli points, all these pure thoughts constantly in our awareness? If we do that, then very fast our vibration collectively, it will transform the world.
Om Shanti. Sukriya Baba and Sukriya, the soul brothers.
Baba,
I feel that Baba's love, I feel that Baba's love prevails the whole atmosphere of the room. I think I'm very fortunate to attend the class and to meet many other souls. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, the instrument. From the session today, I know how to sit in soul consciousness, how to communicate with each other in soul consciousness, how to listen and how to speak in soul consciousness. I feel very, very happy. May all the family and all the world, people over the world, be happy and peace.
Amen. I like very much this word that my sister just used. She feels she could meet everyone. She feels fortunate for this chance to meet everyone, and I think that's what happens in the Golden Age. We really meet each other because we're all on the same wavelength. So it's really such a connecting we do. And I think that's what happened here. We were successful in coming onto that one wavelength, the pure divine wavelength. And we could really meet each other. And I think that's the happiness and the emotion many of us are feeling. Because the bodies look different. The languages look different. The cultures look different. But Baba's always telling us we are one. And I think that's what we could experience today. I think we should applaud ourselves. I can tell you, I have done hundreds of these conscious communication sessions, hundreds in the last year. But this has been my best one. Yeah, yeah. Because we all did the work. First, soul consciousness put us there. But then remembering Baba brought us higher. And we are from such diverse backgrounds. Up to now, it's always been in English and mostly native English speakers, mostly. But in Madhuban, we have a chance to prove the one family. I will never forget the feelings and the experiences Baba created for us just from this one effort. Let me get on to the one religion, the one language of purity. So thank you very, very much. And Om Shanti to all. Now, one thing I would like to do is I'm going to put my phone number on here in the case that you would like to become part of the Conscious Communication WhatsApp group. You will get any material or any help that you need to continue this in your own country, in your own self-organizing friendship groups. I do request that if you give your name and number, you are English speaking, so that whoever is English speaking in your language or in your culture can transfer it over to you. So you just connect with your translator and say, I am interested, and she will make note of your name and make sure you get all the information in your language. Okay?